This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Hey, welcome to Wrestling Up on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. As always, I'm Grady, and live on Discord, we got Josh.
Hey.
Taking a look at Raw and SmackDown, we are on that path to Elimination Chamber, but we're not quite there yet. Next week where we'll sit down and preview that one, but I do want to talk a little bit Elimination Chamber, because my boy Javon Evans, he's in the chamber. He did it.
He's going to be the youngest person in the history of WWE to be in the chamber, breaking Randy Orton's record by 3 years. He is also the first person to ever be in the chamber that was born after the match was introduced.
Yeah, the stats are crazy when you put them into perspective like that. You know, you think, man, this guy's a young talent, he's a future talent, and then you hear that and you're like, what? 2 years yeah. Younger than the chamber.
Yeah, my bones creaked when I saw that. But yeah, there's a strong chance, a very strong chance, that he is the guy that breaks Randy Orton's world title record. He has 2.5 years to beat it. And there's nothing saying, based on what we've seen from him, that he can't do it.
Yeah, I definitely think he's on the way, right? He's one of those newer, fresher talents that I think I don't think he'll win the chamber. I don't think he'll go to WrestleMania into a world title match in 2026, but 2027, 2028, you know, those are definitely options for the guy. And I don't see, you know, barring any freak accidents and injuries and stuff like that, any reason why his stock should drop. The crowds are behind him. They popped when he won. Given, you know, he pinned Dom to do it, potentially could be heading into a championship match that direction after Chamber. There's quite a lot of things, I think, that are bright in Javon Evans' future.
Yeah, you just know that he is going to attempt his cutter finish at some point off the chambers. I don't know if he'll hit it, but you know he's going to try it. And you know it'd be hilarious if he tries it and then ends up in an RKO. Because I think you can't meet the original. And
yeah,
his possibilities are endless. He's one of those guys that is going to be in there for the spots, and that's cool. It elevates him being in a main event match for a main event title. But yeah, this is all good things. All the good things coming for Javon Evans.
Yeah, I think we're gonna come out of this match, you know, remembering crazy spots that Javon did. In terms of who actually wins the match, you know, we'll talk about that next week, but that could be, you know, a bit more predictable and everything. But we look at, you know, what do you remember? And you're going to remember something crazy that Javon's going to do. Probably multiple crazy things that Javon is going to do. And yeah, looking very bright for that guy. I want to stick with the Intercontinental Championship. We know Dom was in that qualifying match. Maybe Javon wants to step up for that title. But in terms of his very next challenger, we do know who it is going to be. Penta took on El Grande Americano, specifically the Ludwig Kaiser version. And thanks to a little bit of help from the Chad Gable version, Penta is our brand new number one contender. We're going to get Penta versus Dom.
That'll be fun. And you know, I could see Penta winning it at the Elimination Chamber, assuming that's when they want to do the match. And it leading to maybe our what our wish has been this whole time for the last couple years with the destruction of the Judgment Day with Finn's title match.
Yeah. I think they're laying that on heavy, right? And it is a question of how it's all going to weave through, because there's a few storylines there. CM Punk is, you know, saying the Judgment Day is dragging Finn Balor down, that he was a, you know, amazing talent who got stuck in this group, and, you know, blurring those lines between storyline and where that storyline has actually gone. I think the Judgment Day is definitely past its due by date and hasn't really done wonders for Finn. And so you've got Finn and Dom getting a bit of animosity there. You know, he's getting some championship shots now. He's not going to win them, but he's getting them. You've got Penta still trying to find his spot. Is he going to rise up? We've been seeing him on AAA working with Dom as well. Then you've got the Americanos, obviously feuding with each other. You got Javon Evans, who's just pinned Dom. There's a lot of people who may want to lay claim to this Intercontinental Championship and whose storylines are going to cross over into that championship scene.
Yeah, and I mean, if we take a look at on Raw this past week, there was a segment that a promo that CM Punk did that Finn Balor and the Judgment Day interrupted. And as you said, it was Punk laid down that Balor had done things without the Judgment Day and they're holding him back. And that he basically has kind of forced Balor into a position where he has to tell the Judgment Day not to help him. The last time a member of the Judgment Day told his team to not help them, that was when Finn turned on Damian Priest. I think they're going to use JD as the vehicle. I think JD is going to be the one that turns on Balor, and then on the next night on Raw, everybody will be deciding which sides they go on, and that's when everybody turns their back on Finn.
Yeah, it feels like we're a, you know, repeating record to constantly say the Judgment Day is going to explode, but you've got the animosity with Liv Morgan and getting interfered into Raquel's matches, and we got, you know, the whole stuff around the Women's World title now with Stephanie Vaquer. Yeah, you've got stuff with Finn as well. It does feel like WrestleMania may be that grand nobody is left together. There might be, you know, a women's tag team that can stick together out of it, or a couple of people here or there, but the faction as a whole, I'm definitely seeing its doomsday clock ticking down.
Yeah, and I think that's why I threw out Penta maybe winning the title at Elimination Chamber, or insert Raw that they have the match on, because I don't know exactly when the match will be. Because that would then give that, because Dom versus Finn doesn't need the title, it wouldn't need it. So you could remove the title, have another match with Penta being the champion, and maybe Penta versus the original El Grande Americano, and have that on WrestleMania, and then you have Dom versus Finn, and then everything else that has to deal with the fallout from the Judgment Day, and you get like three or four matches out of that.
Yeah, I definitely think that it'll be interesting to see how it all spins. You are right, Dom and Finn doesn't need the championship on the line. They can definitely tell that story. It possibly also has to tie into AAA. Obviously, Dom's still holding that AAA championship and does have a hair versus hair match coming up, defending it against Vikingo. Depending how that goes, maybe we are going to tell, you know, the downfall of Dominic Mysterio with him losing championship after championship. You know, he hadn't been defending them for ages, and as soon as he does, he loses both of them. So I got to keep an eye on AAA as well to see how that's going to tie into ultimately our storyline. But yeah, interested to see how it all weaves together. It's cool to have so many storylines across different companies, even though they are under the WWE banner, sort of mixing and mingling like that. And before we go into our theme, I gotta mention it. There was a box. There was a big wooden box delivered with a date on it. What's in the box?
Who knows, but apparently it's been sent to SmackDown for Nick Aldis to deal with. Let's see, February 28th.
I believe it's the Elimination Chamber date.
I'm trying to see a calendar, if I can get it, pull it up here. Yeah, that would be Elimination Chamber Day. I really don't know what's
nothing
in
good
it, but
comes
I hope
out of
it's
box.
Not Chris Jericho. I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, it could be interesting. Could be maybe some random debut that we don't know about. But it'll probably be something related to Jericho.
Yeah, I think, like, I got to look at out of the absurdity of this box, right? Because if you're to tell me, and I really hope it isn't, how they're going to try and do it with our intelligence, that there's a human in the box, and we're revealing a debut, that human has been in the box for 10 days, shipped around from Raw to SmackDown to Chamber all over America in a box with no food or water.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think the thing that maybe you could like work with the whole, if it is Jericho, maybe not instead of it being Chris Jericho, be as like a set of his drums or something from his band.
Mm.
And that be like the reveal that Jericho's in WWE. But yeah, it would be incredibly stupid to believe that a person is in a box for 10 days.
Yeah.
And it would actually work with Jericho if it's like you have the box open and it's empty, and then he walks out and goes, "You really think I'd be in a box, you stupid idiots, for 2 weeks?" Tell me that wouldn't work with Jericho.
Yeah. It definitely would. Or some smarmy message on the inside. It most likely, you know, if you're listening to the rumors, Heir to the Ground, I think Chris Jericho is the most likely piece if they do want to introduce him back before the WrestleMania card to figure out where he's going to lie in that and what his sort of match at that piece is going to be. But I'm with you that I hope that it's something else. I think I've seen some AEW Jericho. I'm good. As a mouthpiece, great. I don't need him in the ring. I've heard some people say it would be really funny if Jericho was in the box, immediately gets a match with Gunther at WrestleMania and gets retired. I won't comment on that one, but... I would much rather a surprise, someone we're not expecting, or someone else who can, you know, shake things up a little bit.
Another possibility? Maybe it's Kevin Owens. Maybe it's Kevin Owens, and it's something to wake up Sami Zayn, to make him not be such the goody-good shoes, and actually get what he wants.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the people who, you know, didn't return at Rumble, but are on the injury list. Are they going to be ready in time for WrestleMania? We know Bianca Belair won't, going in for finger surgery just this week, unless it's a massive ruse, and so likely won't make it to WrestleMania. Got to rejig what we think our plans for Jade Cargill are. Kevin Owens on the shelf, could be involved with something to do with Sami Zayn. Options there. But yeah, obviously, we're on the road to WrestleMania, so you got to constantly be rejigging your plan of what you think's going to happen, given the people behind the scenes are probably constantly rejigging the plan as well. Alright, well, we will go into our entrance theme this week. It is Javon Evans. Let's celebrate the biggest win of Javon's career with his song.
Your boy is bouncy! Go! Who won it? I want the world. Now they run it back.
this on brick by brick. If you follow G Code, you know how them G's roll. This the life that we chose, trying to get like this. We the streets, bring the heat, we them beasts, yeah. Be prepared, ain't nothing that we fear. Beware, warning, thunder and storm. Declare war when the streets keep calling. Who want it?
I want the world.
Now they running, about to kick down the door. Bring them on, move, I want it. Started from the bottom, now we headed to the summit. Let me ask you again. Get no wins in Mikasa. Put us on top, number one on the roster. Streets keep talking, our ears to the concrete. We could care less what they want to say about streets. Say it to our face, now it's different. You better walk the walk, do you talk it like you live it? The streets is our tradition, that critical condition. You best get out the way or it's a head on collision, man.
And you're back with us in Marathon, Free FM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady, he's Josh. Switching over to SmackDown. I was scrolling SmackDown. A little bit rough to find things to talk about, but let's go with Jade Cargill, Jordynne Grace. We know they were going to go head-to-head. We got the match. Liv Morgan, obviously side-by-side, kind of messing it up a little bit, but... Do you think that a rematch is on the cards for WrestleMania? Where do you think Jade's going to go, right? Because we're assuming Liv's taking Raquel, so winner of the Chamber gets Jade, right?
Yeah, and I think that's the key. Let's see here. Honestly, let's see here. Who's in it again? I would say of the people that have qualified or could qualify... of the people that are left to qualify, I think, honestly, the most interesting would be Alexa Bliss. I think Alexa Bliss versus Jade would be a very interesting David versus Goliath type of story you could tell. Because it's a situation where it's like, the four people that have qualified are Stratton, Ripley, Bliss, and Asuka. Ripley, Asuka, and Asuka are involved in a storyline together, along with the fact that Asuka's kind of mixed up with the rest, with Kairi Sane and Io Sky's situations and stuff. So it's kind of not likely. Wouldn't surprise me, but not likely. we just had a year with Tiffany Stratton as champion. While it's not been great with Jade Cargill, we don't need to go backwards. So of the four that qualified, Bliss is the only option right now. And of the two remaining matches, I don't see Kiana winning the match, beating Jade. And I don't see her winning the match either. But Jax and Flair have stuff to do together. Although Charlotte Flair you can always throw in no matter, it makes sense regardless of whether you feel it or not. And then the last one is Io Sky, Kairi Sane, Raquel Rodriguez. Raquel's probably going to win that match. Largely because, again, Kairi Sane and Io Sky have to deal with everybody else that we've already talked about. Having to deal with everybody else. So, it's like... And I don't see Raquel winning the match because if she does, that means a completely different story than we were expecting. Because Raquel would then face Stephanie. Because Liv chose Jade.
Yeah, I guess it is. What if though? You know, Liv chooses Stephanie. Raquel wins the Chamber. Raquel says, "I don't want no Jade. Make it a triple threat." We bend the rules a little bit.
Then what do you do with Jade Cargill?
I don't know.
That's the point. That's the problem.
Without Bianca, nobody knows what we do with Jade.
Yeah, so that's why this match has to be for the other. You can't do that. The only way that you do that is if you do that. You have so but you have Raquel go after Jade, and then you could have that title situation, those title matches, be part of the female version of Judgment Day's issues.
Yeah.
So maybe I just talked myself into Raquel Rodriguez winning this match.
Yeah, for me, I think it's all going to just come down to Bliss and Flair if they want to stick together or if they want to explode. And if they explode, I expect they're probably going to be on a collision course with each other when it comes to WrestleMania, be there a championship in between them or not. But if they're going to stick around as friends, quote unquote, for a little bit longer, then yeah, maybe one of them could take a shot at the big championship. If they're both in the match and one of them wins it, maybe that could be the sort of catalyst for maybe a backlash kind of feud amongst them. But yeah, it does feel like everything's a bit lost now that we definitely have confirmation. You know, Bianca's not there. We know who's in the chamber. None of them, you know, Jordy and Grace isn't in the chamber. So a rematch, you know, at WrestleMania isn't on the cards. Don't really know what we'll end up getting. And when we look at the men's side of things to talk about their qualifier they had this week, it was Cody Rhodes, Fatu, and Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn, you mentioned him with Kevin Owens, you know, Goody Two Shoes down to the ground, refused to capitalize on the opportunity handed to him by Drew McIntyre, and loses the match. Cody Rhodes wins. Fatu's not in the chamber. Now I don't know how we get our triple threat.
Yeah. I think a lot of it was the ending with Zayn in the corner just looking over at Cody. I think that's why I threw out maybe Kevin Owens being part of the box thing, because a lot of it has to be that somebody has to tell Sammy Kevin was right. Because ultimately everything Kevin said was kind of true, and I think I love Sami Zayn. I love his underdog from the underground character and stuff. But I think if he really and truly wants to be a world champion, he's going to have to maybe not be evil, but to grow a backbone. And, like, really dig deep and find something of a different than just being, oh, gee, I'm glad to be here. Oh, I lost again.
Yeah, he's definitely got issues with winning, especially that world championship. And you're right, you know, Kevin Owens did tell him exactly this. Kevin Owens has told him this many times along their path together. And he just, I don't know, if we're not going to capitalize on Sami Zayn just sitting there and refusing to win the match off the back of Drew McIntyre's interference, then that kills Sami Zayn, right? It's it just makes no sense for him to do that if that's not going to be a part of the storyline they want to tell for Sammy heading into WrestleMania.
Yeah, and honestly, you could still have Jacob Fatu get involved and be a triple threat by having Cody win the chamber and then on SmackDown having Jacob Fatu jump both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like, because it was Drew McIntyre that cost Jacob Fatu a shot at being in the chamber. So, yeah, you can still do it. Cody winning that match does not affect the triple threat.
I hate to... He could always attack somebody and just walk into the cage. We've seen many of people do that as well, or into the chamber. But we'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah, do you know who that would end up being? He'd attack and replace? Yeah,
that's why I didn't want to
Javon
mention it.
Javon Evans.
It would 100% need to be Evans. I'm going to talk a wild one. We don't have a lot of time left, and I feel weird putting time on the MFTs of all things, right? They were on the card. Obviously, they're champions. The Wyatt Six still wants them. That was shown in the post-match. We have assembled a team to fight the MFTs. We got SmackDown's best, Carmelo Hayes, Ilya Dragunov, Shinsuke Nakamura, Matt Cardona, And Apollo Crews. We got this, boys.
Yeah, I mean, at least they're not the Bloodline anymore, I guess. But yeah, it's like, what are we going to have? Like a 4-on-4 match or something at WrestleMania between these two groups? Because it's kind of hard to figure with the NFT's clearly holding the tag title. That's fine. But it's like them versus the Wyatt Six is going to be like some sort of multi-man match.
That kind of match to me screams SmackDown before WrestleMania. Not WrestleMania card, unless there's going to be some sort of edge to it. You know, we've seen the MFTs, we've seen Wyatt Six go back and forth. It seems like they're the only two tag teams that are getting anywhere near these championships in short notice. Even, you know, the five randos that we assembled to fight the MFTs, none of them, you know, in any form of a tag team. And so, yeah, I just have to assume that's the match we'll get in April. Will it be on WrestleMania or the SmackDown before or after? I can't really tell you. Well, we've got the dying minutes. Talking about tag team championships, we've got 30 seconds. What do you think's happening with these women's tag team championships?
We've got to get it through the chamber first, because everything seems to be jumbled together, and we'll figure it out on the other end.
Is that your opinion or the WWE writing room opinion?
I think both.
Yeah, that's entirely fair. You know, Ripley and Sky go into a no contest with Lash and Jax. Maybe there's a rematch. I don't know. It seems like there's so many tag teams. Everybody wants a shot. I see Ripley and Sky holding on to them at least till WrestleMania. Who's their opponents? Bella Twins makes sense. Big return recently, but there's a lot of other talent who wants shots. Multi-person match? I don't know. We'll see, as you say, once we get through the chamber, which we'll talk a lot more about next week when we do our preview show. But that is all the time we have for this week. It's been great talking to you.
Bye-bye.
You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestlingRNDUpper, Twitter page, twitter.com/WrestlingRNDUpper, our YouTube page, youtube.com/WrestlingRNDUp, and we will catch you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.